Oh, that's
the George Baker Select with a little green bag. And right before that was, what did we hear right before that? I'm not firing on all cylinders
truth
right
about
now.
Saturday night.
The Truth About Saturday Night with Pendergast, who's hanging out here with us tonight. So you guys been working on that disc for a while now.
Like, almost 2 years. I mean, it was over.
I'm not getting a signal from
By the way, Matt Irwin's here too, bass player to the Stars.
Started in April 2003. Started in April 2003.
We did the demo back in September 2002.
Oh God!
And then we started the recording process for this fine thing in April 2003.
It should sound way better, Matt. For having spent that much time on it. It should sound like Pet Sounds.
It's like, you know, we I guess we had an Eric Johnson moment, you know. We didn't have to re-record everything. But
right. Almost. I recorded my guitars at least twice.
And then when Chris bowed
And
out.
My vocals at least twice. And then, or some of them. And our old guitar player, Chris, he's a fantastic musician. Got a great new band, the Gaslights. Yeah. And, Chris had to go pursue other things, which is...
That will happen.
Hey, that's the way things go.
But and on a side note, real quick, he just played me some of their new cuts that the Gaslight's been working on, and he's doing good work down there.
Yeah,
he's doing
good.
Really good work. So.
Yeah, I'm threatening to have him do this solo record that I want to put out.
Oh, so, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm threatening to go cut a track with him right now, too.
They got it down in their basement?
It's at our practice space, actually.
Practice space.
I spoke with him earlier about recording some of my original stuff. Dude, he's swamped right now.
Well, after I heard that cut that he did for his band, I was like, well,
yeah.
Proof's in the pudding, you know.
Good,
you, but you guys did this. You guys did this down in Springfield.
The Colonel, Lou Whitney.
Lou Whitney,
yeah.
The man.
For those of you who don't know,
all of our dad.
Whitney, he's, go ahead.
Lou lectured me every single time I went down there. I mean, he, you know, hey, Lou, I got a new song for you, and I'd start playing it and be like. You're playing that acoustic guitar too loud, man. Give me that pick. Just play with your fingers. I'm like, I don't do any finger picking. Well, you better learn.
He does that with me too.
Just the, I mean, it was going to school in all kinds of ways. I mean, he was a confidant and a advice giver and a mentor on more than just musical matters.
Right.
But on musical matters, for sure. Like, we actually, I think there are probably a handful of songs that'll be on the next record that were written while we were in the studio waiting for something to happen. And, you know, and so you'd play them for him, and he's like, man, you're, the character in that song isn't sympathetic enough, man. You know, it's like, doesn't sound like such a good guy, man. I think you should, you know, whatever, change this, change that. And it's like, I don't know. And then you go home and you think about it, and you're like, dang. I think Lou was right on that one again, you know.
Lou has been around and recording bands for,
years and years
and playing in his own band, the Morales, and
the Skeletons,
and he's just one of the most fantastic producers around, and he's right here in Missouri.
Best bass player I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was playing drums in the Misery Boys, Lou gave me the best advice as a drummer. He goes. He took me aside and he said, "Listen, man, if you get done playing a show, you get off the bandstand, and anybody other than a bass player comes up to you and tells you that you're a good drummer, you're playing way too much."
That's outstanding.
So I take that, you know, as that's pretty good advice for a bass player or a drummer. If you get off stage and anybody other than a bass player, or I mean the other way around,
right,
you know,
right.
If you're a bass player and anybody other than a drummer comes up and says, "Man, you're good," you know, it's like, you know, you really got to like knock off the popping and slapping. You know.
That is good advice because
we started recording that record down there. First of all, we started just the
Matt, get up to the mic.
Demo, and I was like totally under the microscope because he's so badass, you know? and he was just right, you know. But he would give you constructive criticism in such a way that you want to perform better,
right?
Know? So Mike and I were tight to begin with, but then under his tutelage, you know.
I mean, love that word.
It's off
tutelage.
It's fun to say.
And, tutelage.
Well, he cut a lot of fat. I mean, there was a lot of stuff that Mike and Matt would do that we would work up in practice and live it was great. You know, it was fine and he would go, "Hey, that part there, that one that it's obvious that you guys spent hours and hours working on, yeah, we're gonna cut that out."
And then he's like,
"You're playing melody there. We're gonna let the guitar guys do that. That's what the guitar guys are there for. That's what they get paid for."
So some of my McCartney-isms were on the cutting room floor. You know? A lot of them stayed.
He's amazing. I mean, not only just as a producer, but just, you know, he's got great ears, you know.
Yeah,
he produces a certain kind of record. I mean, you know it's
right.
It's got a certain sound. I mean, the drums have a certain sound, and it's the way he mixes. He hears things a certain way.
Well, he produced one of my favorite records. I mean, he did the Spectacular Sadness.
Oh yeah.
And and just think the sound that he got on that is so completely different than what the Misery Boys get live.
Yeah.
And but the sound that he got on that record was just fantastic. I love it.
Yeah.
And why don't you play us another tune? Why don't you play us
You know what? What? All right.
You got time for one more?
Let's do this is the one that Matt and I wrote down when we were in the studio.
All right.
With Lou with Lou's advice. It's called Cold Feet.
All right.
And I know this is the rock and roll radio show, so nobody freak out because it's a country song.
There are times when country is more rock and roll than rock and roll.
There's a reason Hank Williams is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Who I consider one of the first punks.
What's that?
Hank's one of the first punks.
Heck yeah, he is.
Well, I've cried. Lord, I've tried to drink you off my mind. It's no use, I think about you all the time. I'll pour another, that hard stuff tastes so good. I shouldn't, but I never do the things I should. You were mistaken to ever trust me with that fragile heart of yours. This you realize is my cold feet are walking out the door. I never should have broke your heart. Wish I'd never let you go and followed my cold feet into this lonesome road. I'll admit I acted like a child. I gave up your love for a life of running. I thought I knew all the right things I should do, and that's how I ended up on this lonesome road. You were mistaken to ever trust me with that fragile heart of yours. This you realize is my cold feet when walking out the door. I never should have broke your heart. Wish I'd never let you go and followed my cold feet into this lonesome road. I followed my cold feet into this lonesome road.
Song.
Awesome, Tony. Matt.
I love that song.
Matt's got one of my favorite lines in that song. I'll pour another.
That hard stuff tastes so good. And then Matt's line is, I shouldn't, but I never do the things I should.
That is good, good stuff. Tonight, if you're all coming to Piatt's, then I really don't know what to tell you, because
there's no help for you.
There's no help for you at all, because the good gospel will be preached tonight.
Hope is on the way.
On the plaza at Fred Piatt's. If you like rock and roll, that is the place to be.
On tonight. Sunday nights.
If you like rock and roll, hope is on the way. If you're a working man or woman, hope is on the way. That's right.
Let's hear a little tune real quick, and then we'll come back and we'll say goodbye to everybody. And how about some more of that Paybacks?